God will give you what you need in the way you need it. Let's talk about it on Tea Light.
Hello, this is Mike Keller. Tea Light, getting you home with freedom, joy, and faithfulness to Christ. Our Bible teacher is Steve Brown. And here's Steve with a teaching for today.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you were as blessed by your pastor's sermon as I was. Happy New Year's, by the way, to all of you. I hope you have a prosperous, but within the context of godliness, full and happy New Year. I'm not going to take the time today because I want to continue with this Old Testament survey to talk about New Year's themes. When I was a pastor, I didn't do that. I didn't even take a break in the study of the Bible for Mother's Day. And you can get into serious trouble if you don't break for Mother's Day. But I did. That does not mean I'm against motherhood. I always made reference, gave roses, and smiled. But then I went back to the teaching of the particular book. And if you're just joining us, we're in the midst of a very long survey of the Older Testament. And we're looking at the book of Joshua. We spent a couple of weeks talking about Joshua, some of the major themes, who wrote it, what it's about, central verses. And then what we're doing now is that I'm kind of a tour guide, and I'm flipping through the Bible, the book of Joshua in particular, simply pointing out some of my favorite verses in the book of Joshua. And we'll do that in a moment, but it's our practice on Monday before we study the book to go before the throne. Let's do that. Father, sometimes we're overwhelmed with your kindness and your gentleness and your grace. Father, we have a tendency to be judgmental and to use words like cheap grace and easy believism, but the truth is, especially at the beginning of the year when we think about it, and we look back and we look forward, that if your grace isn't cheap, indeed free, if you haven't come to us, if you haven't lifted us up, we'll never get lifted up. Your salvation is something you gave to us, not because of good works, lest we should boast, but a salvation that was totally free and without condition. And Father, you hold us that way too. Help us to get better by remembering your love, not by elbow grease and hustle. Help us to remember this year that you're sovereign and that we can trust you not only to meet our needs, but to meet our particular need to be more obedient, to be kinder and more loving than we have been. Father, we've made a lot of resolutions in the past, and we look at them as we look at dust at our feet, the broken dreams and promises. And so at the beginning of the year, Father, we only ask that you would keep us by your grace close to you, and that this year you would make us more and more like Jesus. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast, as we begin a new year, Father, there's some who begin it with fear and loneliness and pain, and others with prosperity and joy and help. Father, remind us that when we're down, that we'll be up again, and when we're up, we'll be down again, and through it all, you're the God of all circumstances, and we praise you and we worship you. And now, Father, as always, as we study your word this week on Key Life, we pray for the one who teaches. Forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you have your Bible and you're in a place where you can open it, you might want to open it to the book of Joshua. I have no time limit on this. I'm simply going to flip through it and be your tour guide of some of my favorite verses. And we're going to do this with each of the books of the Old Testament. There's no way that we're going to be able to do a verse-by-verse exposition and me live that long on this broadcast. But I do want to kind of give you an overview and some handles of the Older Testament, because there are those who say in the Old Testament you'll find a God of wrath and holiness and law, and in the New Testament you will find a God of love and kindness and grace. Let me tell you something. God is not schizophrenic. The same God who spoke to Abraham spoke to Paul. The same God who revealed himself to Moses revealed himself to us in his own son, and he has never, ever changed his mind. And so if you're going to be looking for a God of grace, you can find him in the Older Testament as well as the Newer Testament. And so we are doing that as we get some handles on the Old Testament. Now, as we continue with our tour of the book of Joshua, look, if you will, at Joshua 5:12. And I want you to note the movement from the supernatural provision of God to the natural provision of God. Listen to this verse. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, and we haven't spent any time talking about what the incidents that happened in the wilderness, let me tell you what manna was. Manna was a bread-like substance that God provided in a supernatural way for his people while they were in the wilderness. There was no way in a desert, and I've been there in Israel and in the Middle East, and I want you to know that is a barren, awful land, and you can't grow turnips. So there was no way to have enough to eat. The low-yield desert, the greatness of their numbers, simply robbed them of food. So God said, you're my people. I love you. I care for you. I will provide for you. And he gives them manna. Now, I'm accused by my friends of having no taste whatsoever for food. I see only one reason for food, and that is so you can stop being hungry. And then once you're not hungry, you can do something important. I have no favorite restaurants. I am as happy with McDonald's as I am with Ruth Chris. Both of them do what they're supposed to do. After you have been there, you're not hungry, and you can do something important. Don't send me letters. I'm an old guy. I'm not going to change. I do think, from the wisdom of maturity, that that may be a sin. I like to watch others enjoy the wonders of a very good food grouping. But for me, it's just that, a food grouping. It is something you do. If they had a pill that you could take so you wouldn't have to eat food, I'd be happy with that. But let me tell you something. There are limits even to what I just told you. I believe I'd go crazy in the desert with manna. Manna soup, manna. Manna potato, manna chips, manna whipped manna, manna whatever. So they got tired of it. But I'll tell you something. In the wilderness, the people of God were fed. Now, you say, Steve, get on with it. Okay. Please note that on the day when they entered the promised land, where there was produce, the manna stopped coming. Thus the principle God provides as necessary, and he provides in a variety of ways. In the wilderness, all they had to do was to go out in front of the tent, get the manna, make soup, eat it. When they got to the promised land, they had to cultivate the land. Now, was the cultivating of the land any less from God than was the manna? Of course not. God helps those who can't help themselves and who know it. Now, I know you think the Bible says God helps those who help themselves. That's not true. God helps those who can't help themselves and who know it. And a corollary to that is God helps those who can help themselves, but he does it in a different way. You remember when you were a new Christian? Let me tell you something. If you want to really get God to act on your behalf, don't ask him. Get a new Christian to pray for you. There's something about a new Christian. I mean, God absolutely loves to say yes to new Christians all the time. And so if there's no other reason for evangelism, go lead somebody to Christ and say, the first thing I want you to do is pray for me and for my needs. Now, I know that that is a hidden agenda, and I know it's vested interest, but do it anyway. Because you remember when you were a new Christian? The Bible came, so everything you did, the Lord blessed. And then you woke up one day, and it wasn't so easy anymore. Some of you thought you had lost your salvation and wrote Key Life letters. Not true. That is the way God acts. He simply said, now it is time for you to grow up. Now it's time for you to get down to business. Now let me put it another way. facts, and we've talked about this before, things about which you can do nothing. If you've got a fact in your life and it's bad and you don't like it and it's a fact and you can't change it, it's a fact. Problems, and Fred Smith taught me this, problems are something you can do about. So the essence of maturity is to tell the difference between problems and facts. Now listen, God deals in supernatural ways with facts, and he deals in natural ways with problems. In the wilderness, when there was no food, that was a fact. There is absolutely nothing God's people could do about that fact. They had to turn it over to God, and God provided the manna. When they got into Canaan, they were hungry, but there was produce. At that point, God required that they get a hole. And so right now, it's very important for you, it seems, to look at your life, to look at the stuff that is going on in your life, and to find an answer to this question, to it. Is this a problem, or is this a fact? You think about that. Amen. Well, we'll continue with that tour. I meant to get a little bit further down the road today, but didn't have time. If you're not a part of our Key Life Faith family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. I'm going to tell you how. If you'll drop me a note, Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or in Canada, Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, M3H5M3. Or email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. Or call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24 hours a day and say, I'd like to be a part of the Key Life tape family. You will thereupon start receiving a tape every few weeks. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us, we'll tell you how. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible. At Reformed Theological Seminary, where I teach, at the Billy Graham Training Center, Lake Barkley Fellowship on Missions Conference, we tape a lot of those. We send them out to people we like a lot who are part of our Key Life family. They're absolutely free, and we really do mean that. However, if you pray about it and you can help us financially, this is a very expensive ministry. Man, if you don't help, I'm not able to do this. So if you can, be as generous as you can for any gift of any kind, I'll send along the cassette teaching. What about the past? When you request it, that's my thank you. And listen, when you write or call, give us the call letters of this great station. And Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.